Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off another week with an awesome trip report from last summer down at Walt Disney World. Listener Holly is standing by to talk to us about her trip last August to Disney's All-Star Music Resort. We talk about all the resorts she stayed at so far, how she won a trip to Walt Disney World, and even her thoughts on free dining. Remember those days? The days of the dining plan? And even when it was free? God, seems like it was a long time ago. We've got the great show lined up for you. Stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, and Walt Disney World is booking for 2021 right now, so get something on the books. Drop by themagicforless.com. Great trip planning tools right there to get you started, especially the resort guides. To click on those, you get pictures, photos, reviews, room layouts, and all that information to make a great choice of where you might want to stay. And then while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you want a little extra Be Our Guest podcast in your week, become a patron of the show. It's over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. We have a lot of fun over there, discussions, old photos, behind-the-scenes stuff, polls every day, and even a mini-podcast called Mike in the Midwest. So support the show and become a part of the crew over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1713 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great Independence Day weekend here in the States. You know, I guess the best thing we could ask for is that you've come back on a Monday. You've got all your digits intact. You didn't get a ticket for shooting off fireworks in your community. And you had a good time with friends and family. I guess that's the trifecta for the Monday after the 4th of July. But just so glad you're here. What's more American than Walt Disney World, than sharing time with friends and family down at our favorite place? And we're going to start the week the right way with an awesome trip report. So we are headed up to the smallest state in our union. We're headed to Rhode Island, and we're going to be speaking with Holly tonight. Holly, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So do you get that all the time? Like when you tell somebody you're from Rhode Island? I mean, I remember in elementary school, like that was a big deal to know the smallest state and the biggest state. I mean, is that something you hear every time somebody from the Midwest or anywhere else talks to you?
Every time. You're the smallest. Or I get, are you from Long Island? Is that near Long Island?
Well, you sound like
Our own state. We're our own state.
From a guy from Missouri, I mean, your accent sounds like it could be Long Island, could be Rhode Island. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like we said before we started recording, I'm the only one here that doesn't have an accent. You know, we talk right down the middle here.
Yep, this is true. Yep.
All right, so we're going to talk about your trip last August down to music, which I can't wait to talk about because right now we can't even book the All-Star Resorts. We're in this weird, weird time of not just Disney history, but history in general. But before we do that, kind of what's your backstory with Disney? Why do you guys travel to Disney? Did you grow up with Disney? How's that all for you?
So, I didn't grow up with it. My husband and I were 18 and 20 when we got married. We didn't have a clue what life was about, and we didn't have two nickels to rub together. So he said, give me 5 years, and I'll give you a proper honeymoon.
Nice.
So 5 years. To this day, I said, okay, this is where I want to go. Had never been my whole life. He had never been. And that was 1998. And that was my love. Fell right in love with it. And we are an every other year family. We go every other year because it allows me to save. Mm-hmm. And we can go and come home and not have any debt.
Gosh, I love hearing that, though. Yeah, because, I mean, we're all in this time right now where we have to pause. We can't go, you know, I was planning to go this summer. Can't do that. Probably won't go until maybe next year. And so I think it's going to, you know, give us time to get more excited to kind of anticipate the next trip. But I mean, it sounds like that was the ultimate for you. So why did you want to go so badly that you said, okay, Disney's expensive. I mean, it was expensive then. It's expensive now, probably even more so. But why did you want to go? Was it just the mystique of it, or you know,
I don't know. I have two sisters, and my mother was a single mother, and you know, I had people that I had gone to school with, and they had done the whole family trips to Disney, and I always had that. Geez, I wish we would have, you know, been able to have done that. And it was just something I wanted to do, and I never knew that trip would turn into, you know, my love. It's my love. It's everything to me.
Oh man!
And my husband loved it as much.
Oh, so you're so lucky. That's a good match.
Yes, yes. And he just goes with. He's very easy. Very easy to get along with. Whatever you want. Yep, that's great. And we have one son who's now 18, and he's been going since he was 3. And we've done a couple of back-to-back years where I just couldn't wait that extra year. And that was last year. Last year was our off year. And I was sitting at my desk one day, and I said, I wonder how much it is just to fly down there.
We've all done that.
And I texted him at work and said, you know what? I get a flight for like under $700. And he was like, okay, let's do it.
All right, so
and I won a trip in 91.
No wait, how,
I won a trip on the radio.
You won it on the radio. So tell, I love stories like this. Okay, so how'd that happen? My sister won a car on the radio when I was younger, and I was so mad. She won a Mustang, and I was I know. I had just bought a pickup. I know, and she won a 25th anniversary Mustang, cherry red.
Oh,
yeah, not fair. But now, how did you win your trip?
They played MIC, you know, see you real soon. And when they played it, you had to be a certain number caller. And they did it 4 times a day for a month. And then at the end of the month, they picked a name. And I said to my husband, can we go this year? And he said, it's our off year. We can't. And I said, if I win a trip, can we? And he was like, yeah, all right, Hal. Okay. If we win a trip, I'll take you. Yep. And I did. And they paid for airfare, passes, hotel. We went for nothing, spending money.
So, like, how did you find out you won the trip? Were you in person, like when they drew the name, or did they have to call you? I'd have a heart attack.
I was at work. Yeah, I was at work, and the radio station called me, and they said, "Yep, we picked a name, and you are it."
And
it was snowing like it was a blizzard up here the day they called.
Oh.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was to be and not have to pay to go. I mean, what's greater than that, right?
Well, no kidding. But see, here's the thing. I would have never believed it because I have too many evil friends that would set me up like that. You know, like the coldest day of the year. We're going to call Mike and tell him he won some kind of radio contest.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'd be like, Scott, I'm on to you. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was, and that, you know, again, it was, and the first half of the trip, they put us up across the street from SeaWorld. Mm-hmm. And the second half of the trip, we were at the Caribbean beach.
Oh, man.
And they called me the day before we were supposed to leave. And they said, oh, we have a problem. And I was like, oh, here we go. I knew it was too good to be true.
Yeah, here's the bill.
And yep. And they said, we overbooked the hotel, so we have to upgrade you to this other place. We walked into the place across the street from SeaWorld, and it was a 5-star hotel, and it was beautiful. Oh, it was beautiful.
Someday,
yeah, it was great.
Someday I'm going to win a trip. I try all those things, but I, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I keep trying. I want to win again. I'm greedy now. I want to win again.
Lightning's got to strike twice for you. That's exactly
right.
Hey, you guys deserve it up there. You guys have some rough winters, and it sounds like it was a really rough one the day you won that time.
Oh, it was rough. It was rough. And then, of course, I called my husband at work because back then, no cell phones.
Yeah.
So I called my husband at work, and he gets on the phone. He's like, what? I'm super busy. And I'm like, oh my God, we won. He's like, oh, stop messing with me. It's snowing like crazy. No, we did. Yeah. It was great.
Oh my gosh. So happy. That's awesome. All right. So let's talk about August. So again, before we start recording, we were talking about just how things are so weird and strange right now that I went back in February, and that seems like 7 years ago at this point, being at Coronado Springs because there's been nothing happening. You were there last August, so, just about this time last year, a few weeks, about a month difference. And it seems like forever ago, you stayed at Music, which is so weird because who would have thought a year later you can't book a trip at any of the All-Stars? It's not even in the inventory right now. But let's jump into that. But before we do, tell us about the planning of the trip. I mean, it sounds like you have plenty of time to anticipate trips, to get ready. So how do you typically start, setting dates, resorts, and all that kind of stuff?
So, like I said, we have one son, and our goal was when we did that first trip, we stayed off property when we went back in, 89. That was our first trip off property, and then I was like, oh, I have to stay on property. I have to be actually there. And the first trip we did via a travel agent, and then I was like, oh, this can't be that hard. Let's just try to do it ourselves. So I do it all ourselves, and we take turns. Our goal was to try them all once. Mm-hmm. So we usually go for like 10 to 12 days, and we take turns picking where we're going to stay. So my son, when we started going, he referred to the deluxe resorts as the fancy resorts.
I do that too.
So we, Yep. So we always stay at a moderate for the first half, for the first like 5 days, and then we upgrade to a fancy for the second half.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
And we take turns. And a lot of people have said to us, never, ever, ever would they do a split stay. But for us, it's all we know.
Yep. Same.
Like, because we've always done it. So we take turns picking, and we recycle the moderates because there's not that many. And we had run out of moderates and was tired of recycling, so we decided to try values. And the year before, we did Pop. So this was a back-to-back trip, so we did Pop the year before. And it was my turn to pick, and I picked All-Star Music.
Interesting.
And we only did 5 days. No, we did 6 days this trip. We only did 6 days because it was a back-to-back trip. Like, normally we do 10 to 12 days, but last year we only did six.
Huh. So bonus.
And we did All-Star Music, and the room was nice, clean. Buses were a lot. I thought we waited quite a bit of time for buses because it's a big resort. So there's a lot of people to cycle through,
mm-hmm.
But we used to rent a car when we went down because my dad lived in Winter Haven. So we always had to have a car so we could go off to see him. And then when my dad passed away, we said, well, it's just not even worth it. And now you have to pay to park.
The parking thing. That's what gets, because I rented a car the first few times I started flying again, but I don't now just because of that reason.
Yeah. So my husband and I talked about it, and I said, well, we're not going to see my father, so why bother having a car? Let's just do the buses. So we did the buses, and that's what we know now. And you stand in line, and whatever, you pass the time, and it's great because you get dropped off at the gate, whereas the car, you have to walk through the parking lot and or take the tram, although we do miss taking the tram.
I'd see,
because I kind of like the tram.
That's so funny because I'm kind of the same way. It's almost like your first ride. I mean, it's so
it is.
It is kind of fun.
It is. Yeah.
Especially if you get a cast member that really gives a nice speech, while you're riding up, telling you, here's the show times for today, and here's the new stuff you can do. And then you get in the park, it's like, hey, I'm getting excited before I'm even there. I like that.
Yes. And when my son's 18 now, but, he's only been driving for a couple of years. And when we started teaching him how to drive, we live on the main street in town. And my husband would say, beep, beep, all clear to the driver. And the three of us would laugh. Nobody else would ever get that, right?
That's right.
You know, it's Disney. It's Disney in this house. You know,
we are a special breed, us Disney fans. I'm glad you like music, because, and you're right, I mean, the buses, I mean, they're efficient. There's just a lot of people to go through. Plus, with the All-Stars, a lot of times during the year, they'll share sports, music, and movies just because of their proximity to each other. But yeah, you know, I was a little worried because, you know, somebody that stayed deluxe, somebody that stayed moderate, I mean, you're missing a lot of amenities when you go to a value over a deluxe, especially a deluxe, but even, you know, moderates tend to have a secondary form of transportation outside of the buses, whether it's a boat to Disney Springs or, you know, some other, you got Skyliner at Caribbean Beach, and, you know, Coronado's got just deluxe amenities. So you just got to realize when you're at a value, that is a place where, I mean, it's obviously the lowest price point, so you're going to give some sacrifices, but it's still Disney, and it's still very, it's actually probably the most Disney themed of the value resorts, and you get a clean room. It's fine. It's just not as fancy, I think, is what you see.
Yeah. And we did that. We opted out of the, have them come and clean the room, and they give you a gift card right to your email. And, you know, it's only the three of us, so, you know, how dirty is it really? Like, I went and got towels, you know, and it's fine. It worked out fine for us.
Let me just
We're
tell
very
you,
low key. We're not.
I stay alone over marathon weekend, and I get the house keeping because it's a mess. Over marathon weekend, I have stuff everywhere, and it's like, yeah, I need somebody to make the bed and stuff. But yeah, no, it makes it. That's a good point, though, because you get a little extra spending money. Maybe you can get an extra souvenir to take home. Maybe do, you know, part of a nice dinner. Not probably a whole dinner, but yeah, just something.
Yep.
I like that there's that option. I don't know if there'll be that option moving forward. Who knows? We'll see. Interesting times.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hop into your time. I want to make sure we get to, like, everything here. So outside of music.
So we did the free dining.
Oh man. We don't have dining plans. So you can't stay at music right now. There's no dining plans. You were on free dining.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're just rubbing it in today.
Yes. Yes, free dining. That was the other thing when I texted my husband and said, you know, I can get it for under $700. And free dining. He was like, oh, we have to. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, right? Right, can't pass that up.
Right.
And it, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Free dining's a big seller around here.
Well, it used to be. It'll come back. We'll get back. You know, the thing is, as travel agents, like, free dining, when we say those terms together, it gives us kind of PTSD, because when they release that discount, there's just like a frenzy in the Disney community. We get it. I mean, it's exciting and it's a great savings. But as travel agents, you're trying to get it for like 150 guests all in the same 2 hours of release morning. So, you know, we're like,
yeah,
you know,
crazy.
So just saying that. But yeah, this year, who knows? After this year, we're so shook. We don't even know what's going on. So I don't even think that would bother me at this point after everything we've been through. So, okay, so you guys go down for free dining. You're going down in August, so I go in the summer as well. Now, because this is a question I get from a lot of guests, and I'm going to get your opinion on this. Like, August 6th to the 14th, so early August, it's hot, it's humid in Florida. So what did you think about traveling that time of the year?
So we always go that time of the year because my husband's anniversary work date is June 4th. He doesn't get his vacation until after June 4th.
Okay.
So, and my husband is a big proponent of not taking a child out of school because he said if everybody took their kid out of school, then the teacher would be like, well, you know, Johnny's down here this day and Sally's down here this day and this one's down here that day. So he just, nope, we're not taking John out of school. That's it.
Yep.
And we're going to go in the summer and we're going to suck it up. And that's the way it is. We've only been one other time, not in the summer, and that was I wanted to turn 50 and be on Main Street on my 50th birthday. And I did. We went in November for my birthday in 2015. But normally we go in the summer. We always go in the summer. And it's hot.
Oh, it's smoking hot.
What? Yeah, it's smoking hot. But you know what? So what? So you get out of the park in the middle of the day, go have a swim, take a little break, you know, go it's back at night.
Yeah, it's vacation. Yeah, you get up early, go.
It's vacation.
Yeah, take a break and, yeah, go take a nap. I mean, you're on vacation. Nap, swim, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're big Typhoon Lagoon people. Oh, yeah. We always spend a day at Typhoon Lagoon. And, you know, what's better than that on the hot day, right? Nothing.
I haven't been to Typhoon Lagoon since Mallory's been born, so she's 12. I haven't been there in 12 years. And I love that place.
Oh, no.
I love that place.
You gotta go.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Crush and Gusher. I love the
Teamboat
Spring, or the big raft one. Teamboat Springs, yeah. I think it's right.
Yeah.
But it crushes my, every time I go in that wave pool, I lose a pair of sunglasses. Every time. Crushes them. Breaks them.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But we laugh. We laugh.
We do too.
Yeah. The three of us just laugh. And so that's always, and we were there one time and they closed the park at noontime. We were getting ready to leave. They closed it because of thunderstorms. And some lady in the parking lot said to me, "Did you get your passes?" And I said, "What passes?" And she said, "Well, if they close the park and you haven't been here so many hours, they give you free passes to come back." Wait, what? I didn't know that. And I'm pretty well versed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read everything, you know. Back up to the window, I said, "You know, something about..." And she said, "Oh, absolutely. Here's your passes."
Yeah, usually they're handing those out like they have cast members standing at the gates as you're leaving.
Yeah,
and those so you just
well they it. Didn't because it was, yeah, it was pouring, yeah. So they, you know, nobody was out doing anything, you know. So yeah, it was great.
Oh my gosh, I miss Typhoon Lagoon. It is, you know, we're recording here right before the 4th of July. The show comes out a couple days after the 4th of July, and we have, again, I've said this 7 times already in this show, and we're only like 20 minutes in, but there's no pools open around us either. Like, I mean, this is just,
oh,
like, this is
God,
so bad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, it's what a weird it, yeah. year.
Yeah, and best pool on property is? What do you say?
Well, a lot of people say Stormalong Bay. You can't argue with that. But
Beach Club, right?
Yeah, Beach Club and Yacht Club.
Yeah.
I also like boardwalks, though. I like that roller coaster slide.
Yeah, I got to say Beach Club.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's totally it. I mean, you can't really argue.
Yeah.
I like Coronado's pool too. Have you ever been to you guys have stayed at Coronado, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that pool too a lot.
We only have Yacht Club and the Grand Floridian. And of course now the one at Coronado.
So nice. Grandestina. I stayed there in February. Beautiful.
Yep. That's all we have left.
Yeah, my room looked out right over I could see into Galaxy's Edge. It was pretty sweet. And it was a standard standard view. Yeah, so I was like, hey, bonus.
Wow.
Didn't have to pay a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could kind of see the glow of the Falcon. It's pretty sweet.
Yep. Those are the only three we have left that we haven't stayed at.
Oh man, you're in there.
And my son used to say when he was little, "No saves, no saving." We said, yep, we can't wait till you go to college. We're going to the Grand Floridian.
Hey,
you can't.
I would have never stayed there. The only reason I've stayed there one night is because I was down for a media event and Disney put us up there. Trust me, I can't afford it otherwise. I was like, my jaw dropped. Oh, yeah, because you get the email with your details from Disney. You know, here's where you meet your people and this is your schedule of events and stuff. And it said Grand Floridian. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is good. Because like you, I wanted to check resorts off. The only resort I haven't stayed at right now is two. I've stayed at the Polynesian for one night a long time ago before a cruise. But so that I don't really count that one. I mean, it's like I wasn't really there, you know, but maybe 18 hours.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. You know, I didn't swim or anything, so I don't really consider it. But I've never stayed at the Contemporary. Never stayed there. I got to do that someday.
So that was my husband's pick one year. And I thought, oh, I won't like this place. And, okay, so night before we're going to leave, they call, oh, sorry, we have a problem with your, you know, resort. And I was like, oh, what? She said, oh, we overbooked and we need your room to connect families together. And I said, okay. We were overlooking the bay. Mm-hmm. And she said, we're going to have to move you to Castle View. Oh, really?
Hardship.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And it was so nice.
Let me speak to your manager. Just, I'm not happy.
Disney has always done us right. We walked into the Beach Club and she said to me, did you do online check-in? And I said, nope. And she said, was I supposed to? And she said, oh no, what's your name? And I told her my name, and she said, where's Dave and John? And I said, oh, they're outside, parking the car, right? You got to be from Northeast to get that. Parking the car.
No, I'm just glad because I was thinking about, you'd said both of those words, but separately earlier. Now that you said them together, it's made my day. So there you go. That makes my day from the Midwest.
There you go. There you go. I said, is everything okay? And she said, yep, let's wait for them. And so she said, oh, you go get them. So I went and got them, brought them in. I said, I don't know. We're supposed to do it together. I don't know why, but this is what she said. And she said, oh, family of the day. And I was we're family of the day. Yay. What do we get to be family of the day? She said, oh, we're going to put you up on concierge level.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What? What is that? She was like, oh, you know, here's your golden card. Put it up against the thing in the elevator. Yep. It'll take you right to that level. Yep. Really?
It's sweet.
Yeah. How can you ever go back after staying there?
You know what? I'm hanging out with you, for the record. I mean, you've already won a trip. You've gotten upgraded to concierge, family of the day. Now, I've stayed one night concierge anywhere on property, and it was at the beach club. We had gone
and
down.
Isn't it great?
Oh, my gosh, it was awesome. But we had gone down, and you mentioned split stays. We stayed like six nights at Pop Century. And then the last night at Pop Century was the day that our annual passes expired. It was the end of our tickets. So we knew the next day we didn't have tickets. So I surprised the family. I booked us concierge at the beach club. And so, I mean, we paid for it, but it was so cool because you're right. I mean, I always wanted to know what it was all about. I mean, I about died what we were paying, but it was one night. And so, because that way we could hang out at the pool. It was kind of like going to a water park. You stayed at Stormalong Bay all day.
Yeah.
We went to Beaches and Cream. We walked around the boardwalk and like you said, we got that little gold, you know, key to the world card. Instead of it being blue, it was gold. And you got to, you know, put it against the elevator. And then you got all the taffy at the desk where you checked in and up there in the little lounge. It was amazing. I mean, I really wouldn't need it for more than one night. But for one night, I felt like I was a rock star. It was really neat.
Yes. Yes. It was great. It was so great. Really, Disney, they just do it. They know how to do it. I don't know. No matter where you stay, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it makes sense that if they had concierge rooms open, I mean, fill them up. Even if you got to give free upgrades to folks that are checking in regular rooms, you should always have concierge full. Because think about this. We're talking about this years and years later. It's great PR for Disney. It's going to keep you, that particular guest, is most likely to tell all their friends and family and keep coming back. Because you never know when that magic, like you said, lightning can strike twice. You never know. But, I mean, it's just... Why not spread the wealth? You know, that's kind of a cool thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I don't want to miss out on this August trip because we only have about 15 minutes left, but we don't have to go sequentially, but what do you remember? Like, what were some of the highlights of this trip? Your family of three down there, you stayed at Music, but what about going in the parks? You guys do anything special?
So the Skyliner wasn't open. They were testing it when we were there, so we kind of missed out on that. That was a shame. But we got to see it running, and, you know, they were moving every day, mm-hmm. just not loading people. And Galaxy's Edge was not open. So, and my boys, you know, my husband and my son are huge Star Wars fans, so they kind of were bummed out about that. And, but we did all the parks. And we're big park hoppers. We like to go from here to there to here to there. So we did them all. They do the crazy rides. I don't. I don't do Everest, and I don't do, I don't know. I don't do Space Mountain. I don't do the crazies.
Yeah.
Because it makes me dizzy. So I have a tough time bouncing back.
Everest,
yeah.
I can't. I can do Everest one time. Because remember, I have daughters who are 12 and 23. And they can do it like, you know, 17 times, you know, it still doesn't affect them, you know, but it didn't used to affect me until like probably 3 or 4 years ago. But that part on Everest where you go backwards, it just does me in. Like, I'll do it one time, but I still feel groggy. I mean, I hate it. Like, I feel like I'm getting older. I can't be.
Yeah.
No way.
Nope. I've done Space Mountain once on our very first trip because I didn't want my husband to go back to work and have somebody say to him, how was Space Mountain? And, oh, I couldn't do it because my wife's a baby. So I did it once.
Yeah.
And I'll never do it again.
No, I love the, Space Mountain's my favorite ride. But the older I get, the more I realize I think I love the idea of Space Mountain more than the experience of Space Mountain anymore, because I love it. Like, I just love walking down the tunnel. I love the music. I love, like, standing right before you get on the rockets, like, looking up and seeing the stars go over the, you know, the ceiling. I love all that. But when I'm on it, you know, once it goes up the top of the hill and you crest the hill and start to go down, I'm like, oh man, my back is going to be hurting so bad for the next 2.5 minutes. Most people are screaming because they're scared. I'm screaming because I'm in pain. That's exactly
it. Yes. Yeah, I can't because I'm wrecked for the rest of the day. I'm dizzy and I just can't do it. So luckily, my son and my husband are thrill seekers together. And that gives me a chance to, I'm a big picture taker, so it gives me the chance to walk around with my camera and take my pitches and not have to, you know, have them wait for me, you know, and it works out perfect. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. My wife, she'll sit outside Space Mountain. She doesn't ride it either. And she'll go, get something from the lunching pad or, you know, get, some candy off one of the carts, you know, or some ice cream or something and just sit there and hang out. And she'll, you know, check Facebook or, you know, call her, you know, text with her sisters or something. And it's, you know, I think people need to realize that gives everybody a little freedom to, even though you're like, you're a family of three, we're a family. A lot of times we go down, it's just three because Paige is off doing stuff. You know, she's younger and in college and stuff. So even with the three of us, it's fine for two of us to go do something and one person to just go sit down or go grab a, you know, soda. And it makes everybody else happy, I think.
Yeah. My son was sick. He ended up with like a head cold. So, which was very odd for me, because now at this point he's 17, and he was like, you know what, I gotta chill today, I can't go. And I was like, wait, what? You're not coming to the parks with us? Like, how is that? And my husband's like, he's fine, he's 17, he can stay in the room, he can go to the pool, he's fine. So, Dave and I went off, and that was odd to me. Just not have, because it's always been the three of us, right?
Yeah, so, totally.
And then all of a sudden, he's not, you know? And so, Galaxy's Edge was not open. And the plan was he does his grad night down there. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, he didn't get to do grad night because they, you know, all that was canceled and all that. And he was really looking forward to seeing Galaxy's Edge. And Dave and I were jealous because he was going to see it and we weren't, because he was just going to go with the school. But as it turns out, nobody saw it. So, you know, we're all even. All still even.
You know, kind of on that same thing, like, it's so weird because I'll talk to my wife and my daughters now about, you know, the stuff that I don't even realize. Like, I'll say, you know, they'll ask about the Skyliner. And so I went down in September. I went down again in January for the marathon. I went in September for the weekend the Skyliner opened because I was so excited. I went by myself and also for Galaxy's Edge. And then I went down for marathon weekend. I went for Princess in February. So January, February. So I've been three times since my girls have been. And it's so weird because I'll talk about, you know, something I did in Galaxy's Edge. They've never seen it. They've never seen the Skyliner. You know, it's so weird because a lot really did happen from last summer to now that there are many, many guests that probably have, like you said, you haven't gone on the Skyliner. And it seems like it's been there for 10 years to me. You know, it doesn't seem like it is still that new, but it really is. And Galaxy's Edge, same way. You know, it's less than a year old.
Yeah. Do you remember the old Skyliner?
I do.
In the Magic Kingdom?
I've seen lots of pictures. I went one time in fifth grade for half a day to the Magic Kingdom. Now, I get it mixed up because at our Six Flags here in St. Louis, we had Sky Buckets. It was just a ride. And it was exactly like the buckets at the Magic Kingdom. And they scared the crud out of me. Like, I'd ride them at our Six Flags, but, I mean, I remember riding them with my grandpa. And I think it was because we rode on a day where it was really windy or, like, there was a storm coming into St. Louis. And those things were swaying. And then later on down the line, like, two of the buckets came off and, like, killed the people. So, and I saw, of course, you know, like, that's the one night as, like, a 10-year-old. I'm watching the news at 10 o'clock. You know, usually I never watched it. And, of course, it's the lead story, you know. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm never, you know, and they tore it down after that. But, yeah, I remember. The Skyliner doesn't scare me at all. I think Skyliner's the greatest thing ever. But, yeah, back in the day, that scared the out of me. I would not ride.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that was our first trip that we rode them.
Yeah.
It took you from Space Mountain to Fantasyland.
Yep, to over where the bathrooms are now, the Tangled Toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The trip was great. It was great. Other than my son being sick, I have a very dear friend who was a teacher up here, who her and her husband educated their kids and sold their house and moved down there. That was their game plan all along.
Wow.
And so we were on the Magic Express the night that we landed, and I texted her and I said, geez, I could really use a Nancy hug. And she said, oh, I wish you were here so I could. And we texted her a picture of our magic bands. She was like, oh my God, you're here. So it was nice to be able to hang out with her, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah. I also have friends that are locals, and it's neat to be able to see that. It's so weird though, because here's my problem with my friends that are locals down there is that when we go down, we're all about doing all the Disney stuff. Like, I don't want to leave the Disney bubble. I don't want to go off property because that's like my Disney.
Right.
But I mean, for my local friends, like, oh, come over, hang out. We'll barbecue, you know, we'll swim by the pool, which is awesome. But it's one of those things that it's so hard to leave, you know, Coronado Springs to go to somebody's barbecue in their backyard. It's just, I want to hang with my friends. And the good news is about my friends is that they understand, and they'll come and hang, and they'll, you know, they've been to the Magic Kingdom probably 3 times that week already, you know, but for me, it's like my one time this year. So they come over and hang out, even though it's crowded and it's hot. And they're like, what are we doing here? It's like, I could just come back whenever I want, but they're good sports about it.
Well, that was her. She said, where are you going to be tomorrow? I said, Magic Kingdom. She said, I'll be there. I'll meet you in. And it's nice, you know. So the day that my son stayed back, it worked out perfect because she's a thrill rider. So Dave still got to do Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror, where he wouldn't have done them because I wouldn't do them.
Yeah.
So it worked out good because he could ride with her and I could hang out.
Yes. That's why it's good to have a lot of Disney friends, because I'll ride everything once. But it's good because I can send, you know, my kids or whoever, like, if, you know, we're gonna ride Tower of Terror 17 times in a row, hey, ride with Scott, you know, like, he's younger, he can do it, I can't. So yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
now let me ask you this, because
they do
go ahead,
they do Star Tours when we do Hollywood Studios, which I still call Magic King. I still call it MGM.
Yes,
but Hollywood Studios. My husband and my son do it like 4 times. First thing in the morning, back to back to back to back. And, you know, it is first thing in the morning. I just sit and have a coffee somewhere and kind of chill.
Yeah.
And when you guys are done playing Star Wars, come get me.
I can't do Star Tours. And I'm as big a fan probably as your son and your husband. I love Star Wars. Watch it all the time. Just grew up with it, but I cannot, and it kills me. I can't do Star Tours. I tried about every 3 or 4 years thinking maybe I can now. And about 10 seconds into the ride, I'm like, nope, still can't do it. Now I got to hold on for dear life.
Nope.
And I puke because it's bad. I can't.
Yeah, I can't. I did it once. Again, I usually try to do something once. I haven't done Slinky. I'll do Big Thunder, but I can't do Slinky. I'm too afraid of Slinky.
No, you'll be fine. If you can do Big Thunder, Slinky wouldn't get you, I don't think. I do that one all the time.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah,
that's what they keep.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's a fun coaster. That
like,
is
you
a really
do...
fun one.
But does it go upside down?
No. No, it doesn't come close. And yeah, it's just a fun one. Like, I laugh. It's just, and it's visually, it's very appealing because there's bright colors and it is kind of like riding through a kid's toy. It's a special thing. Yeah, definitely give it a shot next time.
All right, there you go.
Get sick, blame it on me. It's totally me.
All right.
So real quick, because we got to start wrapping, but I want to ask you this, because you were on Free Dining. We haven't even talked dining. So this trip, what was one of your best meals that you took advantage of?
We're kind of creature of habits. So we kind of stick to the same. Mm-hmm. We try to do one that we've never done before. We did one in Disney Springs. What did we do? And I thought it was way too foofy for us. I can't remember now.
Was it
Homecoming.
Was it Boathouse?
But maybe. Mm-hmm. I forget. I thought it was way too foofy. My son ordered candied bacon. Mm-hmm. And it came like on like a clothesline looking thing. I don't know. It was way too foofy for us. Way too foofy.
My boys
love Biergarten.
Oh, me too.
I hate that place.
Oh my gosh, I'm hanging out with your boys then because I love Biergarten. I go there by myself when I'm. I went there in January and February when I was by myself, sitting with total strangers. I didn't even care. I love Biergarten.
Yep. That's them. They have. That's a must. And my must is Tony's.
My must is Tony's.
I have to eat at Tony's, and I have to have spaghetti meatballs because that's the deal. And so that was the night that my son started not feeling good, and I sent my husband and my son back to the room, and I stayed at the Magic Kingdom for the first time ever, by myself, ever, and I sat on the platform at the train, waiting for the fireworks so I could get my perfect castle picture.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
I sat there for like 3 hours by myself on the platform.
But you probably sat there with a smile on your face, just like, look where I am right now, you know, just taking it all in.
I did.
Typically, we don't get chances like that to just take everything in and take a breather.
Nope. Yes, because we are go, 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 go. I have cards. We have to be here at this time and doing this at that time. I'm like a crazy Disney planner. And this was like so out of my element. And my husband texts me. He's like, Holly, are you okay? Like, you're there by yourself. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm better than okay. I'm great.
Yes, I am sitting on the platform and I am just sucking it all in. And it was great. Now it's time to go back to the hotel, and I waited in the line for the bus by myself, and we were far out. Our room was at the far end of music. Mm-hmm. And I was a little, this is odd, walking in the dark by myself, you know, and I thought, you know, nobody bothers you. But it was just odd for me because I've never done it before.
Yeah.
But I was fine. It was fine.
I know what you're talking about, though, because, you know, I had never really gone down by myself until I started running the races. And my family went the first few times, but then I was like, you know, they had stuff coming up. I would go down by myself because, you know, I get up at 2:30 in the morning, you know, your schedule's so off. And so it was weird at first. I'm starting to get used to going down for media stuff and for other events. And, you know, I've gotten used to being there by myself, but it's a different feeling. And you mentioned waiting out that night at the Magic Kingdom to see the fireworks and then going back to music. I will say, for folks that have never stayed at music is actually really beautiful at night. Walking through there, there's fountains. It's almost like a French Quarter light. There's some lit up fountains. There's neon lights, like in the jazz part. I mean, it's still a value, and it's still a little bit gaudy, but it's also a lot pretty, I think, at night. I think people don't give it credit for that.
Yeah, it was. And there was people walking to the pool and people walking to the food court. I think the food court was the biggest. We say you give up amenities. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it was the food court because it was always busy.
Yep, I know.
It was always looking for a spot to sit. Always.
Yeah, you could tell that.
So
you could tell they made those food courts at the All Stars before they did Pop Century, because Pop Century's is so big and spread out, and they're both values. And so same for Art of Animation. You know, the All Stars, they didn't assume so many people would take advantage. The food's fine, but you're right. Where you get your food is really compact. It's tight. And where you sit, there's not as much seating. You're exactly right. They learned that, okay, make this bigger for the where you get your food, and then make it a lot bigger for the seating at Pop and then Art.
Yes. And it's loud. It's loud in there.
A lot of kids.
But, you know, it's a value, and that's what comes with that, right? That was the only, I think, if I had to say anything bad, and that's... And if that's the worst thing, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's really not
awful. I'll take it right now. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Totally. All right. Yeah. So we're running along. Let me wrap this up. But I know maybe you don't have anything officially on the schedule right now, but what's your idea for your next trip? What are you looking forward to?
So my son's going off to college. So tuition, here we come.
No, it's
right.
I've been there. So I know what you're talking about because I also have one that's in school. Actually, she's graduated now. She's a grad assistant for the basketball team. But yeah, I get it. But I mean, it's also an opportunity to go down as a couple maybe the next time.
Well, yeah, and I my great niece was down there with her boyfriend when we went last year, and his family is DVC, so we met up with them, and so my son and my great niece both graduated this year. So I was with her the other day, and I came home, and my son said, you know, how is Allie? And I said, oh, she's really good. We decided that since you're going to be in school, I'm going to go with her and Michael. We're going to take her and Michael down.
Nice.
He was like, no, you can't go without me. You can't go without me. I said, you said you didn't want to go, that you were going to college and you were good with that. Daddy and I could just go. Yeah. No, you got to wait for me. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what will happen. You know, tuition is our first and foremost. So I'm sure that's going to eat into my Disney fund.
No, it does. It's funny. Like all of a sudden we were back at the values, but it's okay. I mean, it's temporary. It's for your son's good. And you know, it's funny though, because Paige would always ask like what the details of the trips were. So it'd be like, oh, we're staying at Pop Century. You know, we're going down for 6 nights, you know, and then it was like, well, this time we're taking a Disney cruise. It's amazing. When we went on a Disney cruise, she was always available. Like, her schedule opened up immediately. Like, I mean, I'm just telling you. It's one of those things. They figure out ways to make it happen when they see an opportunity. So I'll tell you.
Of course, that
cost me a fortune to add her to a cruise vacation. It's like, oh, you couldn't just, you know, she couldn't be like a third adult at Pop Century, which is like $15 a night. You know, to add her onto a cruise was like $2,000. I'm like, oh, that figures. Thanks.
Right. Well, that's what I really want to do is I want to do the cruise.
Oh, so fun.
Because I watched the Disney weddings on Disney Plus there.
Yep.
And they're on the cruises all the time. And I go, oh, I really want to do that.
I'm telling you, so I'm hooked, and it's an expensive hobby. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. Yeah, you need to try it.
Yes. But every week I fund my Disney fund. Every week I fund it.
Good.
You know, it's part of my routine. I can't break that habit.
That's good. That's
yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Disney people get it.
That's it. And I hope I get to see you down at Walt Disney World sometime. It'd be fun to meet your husband and your son, maybe do some something in Galaxy's Edge when they finally get to see it, and we could hang out and just have a good time.
I would love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Holly, I appreciate you taking the time to come on. This is a great way to start the week, talking about these great memories. Again, I'm going to hang out with you because I want to win something, because I never win anything. So
there you go. There you go.
Maybe get an upgrade to concierge somewhere. I don't know. But Holly,
there you go. I'm all about it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank
I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Anytime.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
You take care.
You too. Don't forget today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, check out the great folks over at themagicforless.com. They have great trip planning tools to get you started, pictures of all the resorts, resort guides with the room layouts, the square footage, the reviews, everything you need. And then while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away with availability and pricing for your next Disney adventure. So check them out today. 2021 is booking right now over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase really does help support everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, shout out to all of our awesome Patreon patrons. You guys are awesome. You're helping us get through this rough time in travel. We have a good time every day. We have polls. We have old photos from back in the day when we started the show, behind the scenes stuff, and even a bonus little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest. So if you want to check out all the offerings over there, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Don't forget to follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at beourguestmike and at brguestpod. And of course, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your Monday. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the show. We're so glad you're here. We hope you enjoy every episode. I sure enjoy getting to do these shows and talk Disney with each and every one of you. It's an honor for me to get to do the show. I don't get to thank you guys enough for being a part of the family. So until we talk again, for Holly, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Monday. Stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.